track with the beat turned up loud and a funky futuristic synth solo at the end. It's a fully independent release. You can find them at thebigimagemusic.com. Let's get started with Flow. This is Therapy at the Club on CFRC Radio.
42 helps to ease the pain. Don't really care if I'm the one you play. 'Cause when it comes down to it, it's a lonely world. And when it comes down to it, I'm a lonely girl. I took the time, it wasn't cheap. You should sign up, it worked for me. Therapy at the club. Go dance with someone. Go run your mouth to a stranger. 'Cause their rooms feel safer than telling the man that you love. He's not enough. And talking is tough. So go ahead and kiss who you wanna. Whatever the trauma. For the girl at the back. I finally found someone to give her attention and promise me that she won't go back. She did the work, she got that girl, it worked for her. You should sign up. Come on, come on. Pwy sy'n sefyll dros dim bywydau?
drafod a ni'n di darfod Pwy sy'n dod, deud pawb ti'n nabod Taflu'r casineb ac an i'r gofod Pwy sydd ar ôl, tedi'r dyfodol Dilyn y chwildro rydd cyrfi bodol Tanio, tannau, tan ddeiarol Da ni'n hollol a ni bynnol Pwy sy'n dod fel hyn da ni fod DJ ar y decks yn hyd i ein cod Bwn i'n wyn byd, oes dim byd yn bod Cyrraedd efo vibes a cyrraedd ein nod Pwy sy'n codi music yn boddi Ar y one drop da ni'n atgyfodi Gyda good vibes a ddim byd i brofi Style i ddim yn deud o fel ni reit
It's late, and I'm wishing that life could change. I've been living for a wage, what can I say? All weekends are the same. Those substances do something when they're inside my brain. Chase the good times. Morning comes too soon.
Big Image with their song Right Field Time. Welcome back to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. We heard some Morgan Eloy and some new music from Flo as well. Let's call this a section of music that doesn't really fit the theme of the show, but I still want to play and talk about. I was at Departure Fest last night. They do showcases all over town hosted by various music curators, magazines like Redrange, like Exclaim, the label Dine Alone Records. I was at Dine Alone's showcase last night, which was at Leeds Palace. And it had the band Smug LLC, Concrete Vehicles, Camp Cahane, and Chastity. Now, Concrete Vehicles are a Vancouver band that I can only describe as jazz post-punk, and I enjoyed that show so much. If you've listened to this show and you've liked bands like Dead Letter, Racing Mount Pleasant, Yard Act, Black Country New Road, you will love Concrete Vehicles. But what strikes me the most about them is I don't really hear many people making that sort of music here in Canada. So it's quite unique. They're a band that used to be known as Computer. They had a whole cease and desist thing a couple of months ago, so they've had to change their name. But their music hasn't ceased to amaze me. Their debut album, Concrete Vehicles, came out last year, which is where they took their name from. And their live show is spectacular. It's kind of like cardio and catharsis. You know, they're a six-piece band. They crowd the stage. Their keyboardist was pretty much just spot running the whole time. Their singer and guitarist was in another corner just screaming his heart out. They were walking all over the bars on the side of the stage into the crowd. And they were just really feeling the music. They put on such a special show. And you've just got to be in the moment, because it's kind of, as expansive as the sound is, it's sort of a blink and miss show. They've just got the one album out, so their set is very short, just 30 minutes, blink and it's over. So I'm very glad I saw them. They are great live. They're heading out across, you know, going to Europe this summer. They're going to be playing on the West Coast as well. They're going to be playing like the prairies and all of that. I'm going to play you something from the debut album, the first song on it, called Now in a Vacuum, and you will see why I and so many of the bands that we've interviewed love these guys so much, because they were a recommendation to me from bands like Piss and Truck Violence. You can find them at concretevehicles.bandcamp.com. The album's called Station on the Hill. There's just something in the water out west at the moment. By the way, I should also say, Truck Violence, we recorded them in a live session a couple of months ago now, and the video for that session is out. So if you go and look for it on my social media, if you go and look in my Instagram, Yellow Brick Road, you'll find various links to go and find it. So do that. I also saw Cam Cahin last night. His show keeps on getting more intense. His second album, Smug, came out a couple of months ago, and he walks the line between indie songwriting and, you know, having this punkier attitude and stage show. The sound is sometimes a bit hardcore, it's a bit skate punk. There's a kind of suburban swagger that comes through in his music as well. So you can find him on Dan Alone Records' Bandcamp page, danalonerecords.bandcamp.com. And then Telescreens, like I told you, we had an interview with them that you heard last week, and you may have heard them mentioning that they had a new single, which is out now. I really enjoyed it, so I'm going to play it. And also, if you missed that interview, I'm going to give you a little trailer of, you know, the whole interview condensed into 2 minutes of my favorite picks. And you can go back and listen to the full album. It's also available as a podcast, so if you just look up The Yellow Brick Road, you should find it. But we're going to play that new song of theirs. It's called Other Side of Town. The album Why the Lights Flicker is coming out on the 12th of June. Telescreens.us for all their details. I'm also going to leave us lastly with one song by Wunderbar, a new single called I Need You. I've heard this song 4 times this week, and each of the 4 times I've been shocked that this was Wunderbar, because, you know, the Boston band usually make heavier, punkier music. This is more complex, it's more layered, it's a much softer new song, quite indie rock. You can find them at Wunderbar, wundabar.bandcamp.com. And then if you like what you hear, go see them live, because they're playing in Toronto at the Mod Club on the 13th of May. While we're talking about Vancouver music, there's a new band called Dower that I was recently put on to. They've got a new single called Necrophiliac, basically their first single ever. If you've enjoyed Skinty Fia's era, the Skinty Fia era of Fontaine's DC, you will love this. It's spacey, it's shoegazy, it's post-punk. Find them at weardour.bandcamp.com. And that's it for me for this week, so I hope you all stay safe. Listen to some great music. We'll come to you live next week from Cardiff. This is Concrete Vehicles, Now in a Vacuum. See you next week. Goodbye. We'll be right back.
thank God I ran into Oliver Graf, the greatest drummer on the planet. Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, just running into him, firstly, very New York City thing to do, just be like, such a huge city, but you will run into exactly the people you need at exactly the time you need them.
You just gave me goosebumps.
But I feel like that ties in very nicely to the
full body goosebumps. Wow, you really did. Oh my God. Look at you. Jesus Christ.
Stop it.
Wow. Yes, synchronicity. Mm-hmm. It's all happening for a reason. That is, I guess, the theme of Why the Lights Flicker. Every time I would write songs in going dating back to like, you know, middle school, high school, the lights would flicker in my room. And it was the moment right before a song would happen. There would just be kind of stillness in the air. And I always talked about like a tsunami. All the water rushes away from a beach before a tsunami comes. It's the kind of same as when a song comes, you can kind of just feel it. It's definitely about paying attention to those things. And I feel like music is proof of that existing. And the whole record is just dedicated to that and trying to get people to connect to that, you know, in a world that's like imprisoned by scrolling. So this is important to get people outside. Very important.
I want to come to another song of yours, Preachers, which is the latest single that you guys released. Really interesting music video for that one.
Thank you.
You managed to get Kareem from Subway Takes to be on that one.
Yeah.
And you went on Subway Takes yourself.
Yes. Jackson. Yes. He's a good friend of the band and we love Kareem. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did all that happen?
Just, you know, we just met and liked each other and drank beer together and asked him to come be our talk show host for our music video. And he said yes.
You run into people when you need them.
Exactly.
With all of this new stuff around, what does rock and roll mean to you guys today?
I would say it's more of an expression of freedom, of being you, unadulterated, unconditioned.
So stressed out, I'm taking it slower for ya. She got a way to keep me around, and I don't know what you heard about me, but we can work it out. Took a train up to your street on the other side of town. Whoa, on the other side of town. Whoa, on the other side of town. Side of town.
welcome to the Release Radar Rundown in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, broadcasting from CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features hot local singles released this year right here in Kingston, Ontario, that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, let's get things rolling with some great singles across genres released recently in Kingston by local artists. First up, let's have a listen to a great single by Nolan Hubbard with Sit Still called Pollen. This song is about embracing growth and confidently moving on from the things that are holding you back. Sonically, it unfolds gradually. Bouncy bass lines, lush vocal harmonies, swirling indie rock guitars, and dynamic production, which work together to bring the track into full bloom. Hubbard's distinctively stylish vocals paired with Sit Still's rhythmic prowess create a vibrant musical collaboration. Keep up with the artist by following at Nolan H Music and at pad_ty on Instagram. Let's dive in now to enjoy Pollen by Nolan Hubbard with Sit Still right here on the Release Radar Rundown.
Keep inhaling all the pollen. I don't need you in my garden. Behaving, stop installing. Don't be hating, I'm not calling. Didn't think I'd make the cut. See me now, things looking up. Used to be so in a rush. I was stressing out, I was losing touch. Used to think I'd never see this person I turn out to be. But now I've got this energy, so keep your shade away from me. Thought that we'd grow into something beautiful, but it wasn't mine to hold. No, the water doesn't flow. Keep inhaling all the pollen. I don't need you in my garden. You got caught creeping through the weeds. Get good while some of my seeds. Misbehaving, stop installing. Don't be hating, I'm not calling. Don't tell me I'll steal my cup.
Enjoyed Pollen by Nolan Hubbard with Sit Still. Coming up next, we've got a great track from the local metal band Exogen's debut EP entitled Game of Puppets, released back in January. Featuring four heavy genre blending tracks, the EP was created by Ben Snyder, Joel Schell, Nathan Graham, and Isaac Heathcock, and produced by Terry Benn at Switzerville Sound Retreat. The band is grateful to their amazing fans and friends supporting them and say they hope to keep the metal scene growing in Kingston. If you want to help grow that scene, go see some of their shows. Follow them on Instagram at Exogen_music to keep up with the latest news from them. For now, let's check out the track called Fleeting Moments from Exogen's debut EP, Game of Puppets, right now on the Release Radar Rundown.
Yeah.
We're back on the Release Radar Rundown right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. You just heard Fleeting Moments by Exogen. And coming up now, we've got a sweet single by The Sugar Pills called Sugar Pill. This track, released earlier this year, gives listeners a window into a night out in Kingston with the band. It speaks to making your own fun regardless of time and place. Sugar Pill has that quintessential feel-good factor, leaving you with an optimistic glow. Here's Sugar Pill right now by The Sugar Pills.
Liam's at the bar stealing coasters. Isaiah's outside admiring our poster. Evan's waiting on a drink he ordered 20 minutes ago. An old guy just offered me a beer, but I know if I take it I'll have to stay here. And all of this has got me wondering if I should have gone home when Caleb did. But now it's 2 a.m. and so I'll offer them a handful of sugar pills. I'll take one if you will. Wait for
track. That was Sugar Pill by The Sugar Pills, released earlier this year. Coming up next, we've got a single by the Garvin Brothers called Until We Meet Again, recorded at the Tragically Hip's Bathhouse Recording Studio by Juno Award-winning sound engineer Niall Spencer. The strong and haunting vocals capture the emotion behind losing someone you love in this song. The song was written during a dark time of grief, and the lyrics of this track serve as a comfort to anyone who's ever uttered the words, "Until we meet again."
Climbing every mountain. Oh, you climb so high. But I know you're watching out there in the sky. But I can't lie. When I saw you go for the last time, I blame the disease. Could not have taken a better man from me. I blame the disease. When I saw so slow, sometimes I think it should have been me.
Cast your shadows from the heaven above.
And that was Until We Meet Again by the Garvin Brothers. Coming up now on the Release Radar Rundown, we've got a great track from Almond Milk's album, Simon and the Pop Curse, released earlier this year called Don't Wait for Nothing. Almond Milk is a 19-year-old romantic and electronic pop artist, producer, singer, multi-instrumentalist, and mixing and sound design engineer. Born in Kingston and based in Montreal, they bring a unique blend of talents to their music. Their second full-length album, Simon and the Pop Curse, was entirely self-written, recorded, produced, mixed, and mastered, and the recording took place at North of Princess Studios in Kingston with support from fellow Kingston artist Luella. The album explores a hero's journey following a young artist as they leave home in search of self-discovery and love. Here's Don't Wait for Nothing by Almond Milk right now on CFRC's Release Radar Rundown.
How did I get so far somewhere else?
Are back but almost out of time. You just heard Don't Wait for Nothing from Almond Milk's second LP, Simon and the Pop Curse. Coming up now, we've got Left-Handed Archer's single, Haunted by the Ghosts of Elephants That Died There, a song that combines rich, expressive rhythms with immersive soundscapes to elicit a sense of exploration and disorientation, like a climber delving deeper and deeper into an unexplored cave, unaware of what may be lurking inside. Are you a local musician who wants your new work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. You can also reach out to CFRC through our website to book a live studio session with us and play live on our airwaves while doing a fun interview with our crew. Visit cfrc.ca for more details. For now, let's end our show today with this wonderful song, Haunted by the Ghosts of Elephants That Died There by Left-Handed Archer. Thanks for tuning in to the Release Radar our rundown developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time.
God wanted to know about human suffering. Wanted the sufferer as a man. From the fields, from the sea, from rivers, from night, from the dawn.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.